one of the persons I'll be mentioning is Matteo Ricci, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, he was sort of certainly responsible for things like the translation of Euclid, you know, and other things. So there's a fair amount of things, and there are people, particularly in France, who are studying this in some considerable detail. But what intrigued me was, what about the Jesuits being the conduit for the transfer of ideas from, and not just ideas, but some technology as well, from China, say, to Europe, or possibly from India to Europe, you know. That type of exchange is not being discussed. And this might be important because I think one of the very puzzling things is there's a reasonable exchange or spread of ideas taking place from India through the Arab world to Europe. And suddenly that stops. When we know for certain that, certainly as far as India goes, some of the works of people, Arab scientists like Al-Tusi and others, are certainly being studied in some detail in India. You know, I mean, in Kerala itself, in some of the madrasas, there is certainly documentary evidence to suggest that Al-Tusi's works were being examined, not for a very long time, because after a certain short period of this taking place, basically the madrasas became a much more religious-based institutions. They were no longer concerned with spread of scientific knowledge and other things. So I think there is certainly a lot, but as a lot of it has been explored,